Excess Shuffle. What's going on? It's your boy Mulumi YouTube, and I'm sharing with Leborang Payday.
What's good, guys? It's me, Leborang Mulumi from Payday the Third, aka Bravoice.
Yeah, we're back with a brand new one, man. So you guys know, and I do lots of content. I've got podcasts, reality shows, speed dating shows, and I'm considering changing Seated with Mulumi into a podcast with myself and my brother, Leborang Payday.
I'm the brother.
Yeah, he's the brother, Leborang Payday. Because I just feel like, you know, I love the idea of me doing story times and stuff and me speaking about my life, but that's kind of just not really feeling like my vibe anymore. And that's okay. You can literally switch up.
Yeah, even this could end up not even like happening full time, but I guess what's good is just to try different things.
Yeah, so to give you guys more context, we're going to be speaking about things that we see on Twitter, things that are crazy, current affairs, things that were good. Let me not say current affairs, things that we see on Twitter that relate to our lives. You know those things where they say, for example, today's one is the craziest thing you've done after a breakup. That's the title of this podcast. We've got a tweet here. We're excited to go through it. And then we're also going to be touching on other things, like the worst thing women have done to men. And don't think this podcast is becoming a podcast that like is anti-women. It just happens to be the first two topics from the producer.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Plus, you know, we want to be more in touch with you guys. I mean, we're all on Twitter. We're all seeing these tweets. And, you know, it'd be funny to just share those laughs together. If you even haven't seen these tweets before, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be cutting this up into short form for you guys, too. Because I know a lot of you guys are too lazy to watch the full video, bro. So I get
you guys.
I'm also lazy sometimes. But how you been, bro? How's everything, big dog?
You know me. I'm okay.
TikToker.
I'm a content creator, dynamic content creator.
Yeah, that's crazy. Lebo started off as a YouTuber with us, but now he's on TikTok. He's renegading.
I'm a content creator, content creator,
TikToker.
Yeah, create content on all platforms.
You're a content creator that creates content on TikTok.
I create content on all platforms.
I'm joking. Let me call you. You're a content creator, not a TikTok.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Life is weird, bro. Like, everything in my life kind of feels like good. And it's like, that feels wrong. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I'm good with my girl. Like, we're in a good place. I'm good with, like, work. I'm in a good place with work. Like, everything is just in a good place. And it just feels like I shouldn't be. It's weird. I think I'm not used to it.
Yeah. I think it's called, what is it called? What's that thing called? The thing of like when you, it's that thing of like when you're in a good place, but then you, like what you just said, you feel guilty. There's feel a word guilty. For it. Imposter syndrome. There we go. That's the word.
Not even, bro. I know everything I'm doing is because of me. It's not like I'm like feeling like, oh my gosh, I got lucky. Like I'd be working hard.
Yeah.
I just feel like, yeah, like where's the drama in my life? It's weird. But also nice at the same time.
There's this guy who says that when you're in your 20s, you're like, oh no, where's the chaos? I need chaos if it be relations and stuff. He's like, now that I'm 30 something, I look at me and my girl being bored and I say, wow, this is everything I always wanted.
This is what I need.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
This is what I need. I get that, bro, because it's like, I think you get tired in your 20s of just like gallivanting female problems with women, problems with men, problems at work, money problems. Like, it's nice to be in a place where everything is like just moving.
Yeah.
And growing.
Yeah. Sometimes stability isn't a bad thing.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Hey, that's a tricky thing. Should we jump into the first one?
Yeah, let's get it.
Craziest thing you've done after a breakup. This is by Rene Nore.
Bro, you just know. Can I say something, man? Like, the reason things like you do crazy things out of after a heartbreak, like a breakup, etc., is because all that love and good energy is this transferred.
To anger
and confusion and stuff. So yeah, can't wait to hear what people say.
Do you wanna do it? Should I do it?
Go ahead, now do your thing.
I went to the backyard where my sister keeps her two goats.
What?
Sat in front of them crying, asking them if they've ever felt pain. The goats stopped bleating and paid attention. Then I finished and they resumed chewing. Then I stood up and told them thanks for listening. She was not okay. She needed somebody to speak to who was not going to judge her. You know, you want to communicate your feelings without judgment, without a response?
I'm sure those goats looked at her and they said,
Oh my days. I get it, bro. You know, sometimes, like, let's say when I speak to you, you're very solution driven, bro. So I'll speak to you about a problem.
Yeah.
You'll be there like, yo, have you tried this? I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. I'm just trying to like
I'm just trying to be heard, man.
I'm just trying to be heard. So I think the goats made her feel worse.
That's okay. You know, I've heard so many people also talk to their pets and be like, yo, I be chopping to my dog and being like, yo, this is how my day went and whatnot.
Yeah.
I do that all the time with Nyla. The cats.
Growing up, that's what I wanted to do with my dog, but I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, I don't do it. Like, I just speak to my human beings.
Yeah, and I guess.
No judgment, though. I'm just saying, like, that's what I do.
I mean, if I had two goats in your yard, also, you know.
Yeah, I'd go to the goats.
Yeah, if I had Tata Rampedi and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, liver and pity in the back, also.
Yeah.
You get the joke?
That's two goats.
Yeah.
My friend came to my house to show me something about an ex because she didn't want me finding out online, especially when she wasn't with me. Yo. I shrugged it off as, nah, it's calm. I was unbothered. I was walking her to her car when I suddenly sat on the floor of my estate and started weeping. Damn.
Wait, what? So wait.
So she's basically, her partner cheated on her. And oh, it's online. But the friend's like, yo, I can't send you the tweet. Let me come to you and tell you. So they come and they tell her. And then she's like, she acted like I'm cool. As she's leaving, she just got onto the floor and started crying.
Hey, man, what in the Uber delivery of bad news is that?
Bro. Like, surely that, but I think it's actually considerate. But it's like, damn, bro. Then I like,
hey, man.
Damn.
Homegirl said, let me order your pain.
What would you
prefer? 5 minutes away. Show me I'm 5 minutes away. What is it? No, I'm still coming. What is it?
When you get there, Ban Ban has been cheating. He's with this girl.
Tohara.
Take
my phone.
5 stars, please.
You just say 5 stars, please?
It's a delivery, bro. No. She literally said, I suddenly sat on the floor of my estate and started weeping.
I've been there.
Hey, and her name is, hey, her name is Yo-Yo. Hey, Yo-Yo, we get it.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Yo-Yo. Love and Freedom said, I visited him unannounced. It was raining heavily and he didn't
know. Ah, why? Stop the story. And now what?
I visited him unannounced.
Hey, man,
that sounds like, you're visiting him unwanted. Sounds like an unwanted visit.
It sounded like he didn't invite you visit.
Yeah, so what are you doing visit? Hey. Visited him unannounced. It was raining heavily and he didn't allow me in. I was already sobbing and begging him. Then he left me in the rain and closed the door. Bro, he said cry with the rain.
Bro, when are the men going to tell their stories?
Bro, what?
It can't be. What? Wait, let me like paint the picture for me.
I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm chilling? With you.
Okay.
I'm playing FIFA.
All right.
FIFA 22.
Cool.
I'm about to score a goal.
Yeah.
It's raining outside. Shh. I get a call. I hear a knock. Hey, I'm here. What? What are you doing here? Mind you, there's probably like 5 baddies in watching us play FIFA.
Yo, man.
Do you understand? Now my girl's outside. I'm chilling with you and 5 girls, and she's crying outside because maybe something happened. And she goes, let me, and then I say no.
Yo, she's messing up the vibe.
She's scaring the girls. She's trying to come and remove the female energy.
That's your everything. Your sugar coat, your beetroot, your 7 colors on a Sunday, and you're leaving her outside in the rain for a woman.
Your chicken mayo sandwich, just some onions.
Come on, gents. I think too many people, this is not my quote, I heard it somewhere, but someone said, too many people lose their home staying at hotels, and damn, I'm not hearing it. Can I, let's take a quick intervention there. I want to tell one of my stories.
Yeah.
One time, I got broken up with, and I remember.
What?
Yeah, I got broken up with, I know. How?
Who? When? Oh.
Who wait. Would lose such a great man? A great individual, rather.
When was in university?
I was still in university. She sent me, we were calling the whole morning, whatever, and she just basically sent me the text saying, yo, listen, thank you so much. Like, this has been great, but I don't think I can do this anymore, whatever. There's more context, obviously.
Yeah.
I literally got into, keep in mind, I'm like a student, right?
Yeah.
I didn't have any petrol. I didn't have any money. Basically, all my money that's left for the month is for food.
Yeah.
I filled up my tank of petrol. I drove all the way to Midrand, right?
That's where she stays.
That's where she stayed at the time. I drove all the way to Midrand.
Yeah.
And I looked her in the eyes and I said, yo, bro, like, please, like, don't do this to me. What do I
Yo.
Have? And she was like, and I gave her my hand. Give me a hand. Gave her my hand. And I said, bro, I promise you I'll spend the rest of my days, like, correcting anything that's wrong.
No.
Just give me a chance.
No.
And she looked at me and she said, dude, I can't.
Yeah. She probably found somebody else.
And then she got out the car. Nah.
Yeah.
And I was just driving the car.
Bro, how do you not, bro? Because as a man, like, men don't like, you know, going to ground zero. Mm. You set my ego aside.
My pride.
Set my pride aside.
Boy.
You set everything for my girl, baby.
But like now,
take
look,
my
you,
hand.
You look back and you're like, yo, she was right. We should have broken up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but just crazy though. What?
That's actually so crazy.
I should have just been like, hey, can we meet up and stuff? Why did I have to like go bombard her the same day? You feel what I'm saying?
Do you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
No one has ever broken up with me.
Thank you guys for listening. This nigga's lying. There's no ways.
Who's broken up with me?
Who has broken up with you?
Wait, so we know about Dampa.
I've never
Hi,
been broken
up. I'm Lebo. I'm Tata Rampedi, risk of dumping.
Minister of dumping.
Risk of dumping.
Risk
you.
Of dumping. I've never, bro.
How does that feel?
My
Tato kills me, guys. You know, so he's never like okay. he's never been broken up with. But when he breaks up with the Mokali, he's the one they broke that they got broken up with.
I'm a lover, bro. Let me tell you something. When I break up with somebody, it's because I can see the relationship is not going to end well. It's not going in the direction that it was meant to go in.
That's so crazy.
So I do it like out of love for the other person. Like, for example, I'll probably be begazaling, holding on.
Yeah.
And I can see, no, you and I aren't giving each other what we need. Then I'll make that executive decision to do what's right for us.
Do you know what's crazy?
But it's not a nice decision to make.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I've never dumped anyone.
Everyone's broken up with you.
Everyone's broken up with me.
Yo.
So far, yeah. I think the scoreboard is really bad. Right?
That's why you've never actually seen me really, really, really depressed after a breakup.
Yeah, no, I'm always down bad.
Yeah, no, Level does not exist, bro.
Yeah, it's bad, yeah.
Level does not
exist. Why I get these tweets, man. Ish. I get them.
I'm trying to relate, but I'm struggling. I don't know why it's not loading now. Someone said, okay, let me do this one. Left 56 missed calls in one night. 56.
Oh, half 100.
I wanted to call her to glory. 56 missed calls. Someone else said 3 tattoos in one day. Ish.
What does that mean?
They got 3 tattoos in one day after the breakup.
No, guys. I always... Okay, so the top 3 things that I always see people do is cut their hair.
Yeah.
Get tattoos. And of course, the most famous one, get piercings. But I want to ask you, do you believe in that thing? That thing of like the... Do you know what I'm talking about? That thing that happens after you break a woman's heart?
What?
Apparently, she becomes the most beautiful she's ever been in her entire existence.
I've never gone through that. Like, I've never gone
I
through
have.
That. Damn.
Boy, like, everything you say, like, baby, like, yo, ooh, can I, like, take care of this? And she'd be like,
oh,
well.
She goes and does it.
And then she does it after the breakup.
You're there, like,
starts
you're there,
working
like,
out. Starts dripping out. You see her on TED Talk. She's talking about mental health. You're like, babe, just think. This is the thing that we were dealing with. And like,
you're saying you should take this thing
seriously. Why couldn't you be those things for me?
For us. For we.
For me.
We.
Like, bro, a girl will leave you and become the woman you want.
What is she doing?
Like, what?
Oh, man. Bro, crazy.
That's why I hear the 3 tattoo things. We've never gotten tattoos, though.
Yeah, we are tattooless. I was at a friend's party when I received the message. The funniest part is that he celebrated Babe was giving her... It was that the celebrant Babe was giving her speech when the text popped up. How would I explain to everyone that I was crying because of breakfast and not the speech? I don't know. I'm confused. But I think what is happening is that they, like, you know, they're celebrating something.
Yeah.
Then as she gets the text of I'm breaking up with you, she starts crying. Everyone thinks she's crying because of the speech. Kind of she's going through a break. But she says, how can I explain to everyone that wasn't crying because of the speech? But she was chopping breakfast, boy.
Bro, that's so sad. That's so sad.
I draw a dog. I cry. Like, oh, I'm crying. So beautiful.
You.
Time is pain, bro. Nothing but pain. Got my nose pierced.
Yeah, you see what I meant?
Yeah, one of my exes did that.
Yo, bro, it's like literally the same thing. You know when you also can see someone's like going through a lot of like heartbreak and stuff?
Yeah.
Go to Groove with them.
That person will sweat.
They will drink until they can't exist anymore, bro.
Bro,
like
they lose all self control.
I get it though. Like you at a club and clubs are like really nice and stuff, and you're like, you know what? Let me have fun. Man, that fun, yeah, unrestricted fun.
Do what I want when I want.
That fun where I don't have to reply or respond to anyone, fun.
I'm not home safe. I'm not still fine.
Huh? We haven't arrived.
Yes, I'm in somebody else's section. Yes, I didn't pay for this VAV. Yes, I am with Lebo and Tato Rampere. Yes. Yes, I'm drunk.
You're killing me.
Everything you can't say, you say, yes, I'm doing it.
We haven't arrived. We didn't arrive safely. We arrived dangerously.
Yes, I might have left my Uber. Yes, I might have left my phone in the Uber. So what? Yes, I have work tomorrow. Guys, so what?
Guys, where's my food? Who cares?
Who cares?
Everyone I text is, yeah. Yeah.
Yo, no.
No, man. No.
What?
Yeah.
No, bro. That's not healthy.
Sub-Sahara. South Africa.
That's not healthy. I've been going through the replies. I'm going to go to the quoted tweets now. I'm so scared to see the quoted tweets, bro. I fucked the nigga I had been accused of cheating with the whole time. I get that.
Nah. I do not.
I get that, bro. Like, for example, I think once in an old relationship, someone was like, yo, bro, I don't understand your relationship with this Ban Ban. And I was like, bro, this person and I aren't doing anything. As soon as we broke up, I said, fuck it.
No,
might as well do it.
Maybe I should give you like a metaphor so you can understand how wrong this is, right? You out now with your partner.
Yeah.
Let's say you guys are shopping for cars.
Right? Whoa, you can make it a bit more.
No, just hear me out. You guys are shopping for cars.
Yeah.
She's there like, yo, like, nah, I really fuck with this, like, home van, but oh my god, and then all you hear is, that was a nice Lambo. I could never drive a Lambo though. Lambos aren't dangerous, like, right? Lambos are dangerous, like, Lambos are like not safe. Like, I shouldn't be driving a Lambo. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, babe, no, it wouldn't suit you.
I like that.
Yeah, she's like, no, like, I want a safe car. Like, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. Like, I don't, I would never be in a Lamborghini. Lamborghinis are like, what? Come on. And then you're like, oh no, what? Wow, like, she really likes safe cars. She likes, like, this is who she really is.
Yeah.
And then the moment you are stepping now, you're walking outside waiting for Are Aibo? Aibo, and you're still walking in that
home van thing.
Quit. You're walking in a quit. Oh, and she's in a Lamborghini. It literally is.
Hey.
It's performance art, bro. Give your girl a Grammy. She tells you, yo, don't worry about this guy. She messes up. Give her a Grammy. Nominate her for a Grammy. She has done a best performance of the year.
Bro.
What? Ivana.
Tracks.
What a misleading concept. And people do it all the time. That's why. Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but I think there's two different types. But like, I don't, like, for example, it happened to me, you know, where this person, like, one of my old... It happened to me both ways. Like, one of my friends, my ex bite from last year, motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she was like a friend, and she was just a friend.
Yeah.
In the relationship, she was just a friend. Then last year, obviously, I'm single. I could see, oh man, you have like some, you know,
some potential,
and you got some more of that, you know.
But that means she was never your friend, bro. She was just in a waiting line.
Oh my God, who's lying? She wasn't in my line.
It's like Home Affairs. I thought not everyone can get their ID at the same time.
Exactly. So now when I needed to get a new ID, I went to her.
But she's been in the... Why is she in the waiting line during your relationship?
She was in the waiting line. She was in the queue with me looking for an ID too.
Nah, no face.
She's waiting for... She's looking for an ID too.
Nah, no face.
She's trying to get a passport.
No
face. Then I said, damn, before you get a passport, come get this visa.
No face.
I'm telling you, bro. And the same as well. Like, I have an ex who... Like, I used to go chill with her and, like, this guy friend of hers. And then they dated.
Poison.
So it's like, and same with me. Like, one of my exes used to chill with me and a girlfriend. And I dated, not dated the girl, but I.
You know why? You know why I don't mess with this thing? Because, and I think a lot of people, like, men, women, like, everyone can just relate to this. I think it's because you speak to your said partner, whether it be a guy or a girl, and they literally sit you down word for word and reassure you about how that relationship
that was the truth.
Could never happen.
Not that it could never happen.
Giving you the performance of a lifetime. And then the moment,
where do you go first?
They see freedom. That is where they go.
But hear me out, bro. Who do you consult? Who do you consult in when you're going through a breakup?
That's the thing. You shouldn't.
Your friends.
Yeah, your friends. Yes, you get me.
Who do you go out and see? More of your friends.
Your friends. Yes.
Sometimes in your relationship, you don't chill with your friends that much because you know you're chilling with your girl. Mm. Now your girl's gone. I don't mind chilling with you know Lerato. You know with Michelle. Now I'm bowling with Michelle. Even now Michelle is no, but so cute when you're bowling, Tato, Michelle.
Then you have to understand this, nah. You are maintaining that relationship. We are maintaining that relationship while we're together, knowing that that person low-key wants you, but you don't want to lose them because you like the attention.
No, I did not know this person at all.
That's what's happening.
I did not think I wanted this person. I didn't think this person wanted me. This person was just a friend. And because I was in a relationship, I only had eyes for my girl. But now as soon as I leave the relationship and I happen to be chilling with Michelle, and Michelle looks hella cute when she's bowling, and she's got a cute smile, and I'm able to see the cuteness in her because I'm single now. Why am I wrong for wanting to kiss Michelle?
I mean,
guys, comment down below. Now, I think
yeah,
this
you
one
guys,
is
you guys will let us know. Yeah, you let us know what you believe. One. No, that one is a big one. No,
oh my
no.
God, oh my God, oh my God. Kidnapped myself for 3 days. I had my brothers call him and he started panicking. How I convinced my brothers and my friends to play along with the stories for another day. I had to organize a fancy dinner in booth to say our last goodbyes, but ended up at his house. She, what?
She's sick, yeah. She's sick. Did she fake a kidnapping?
With her brothers and her friends.
She faked the kidnapping so he could text.
So he could like call and like get his attention. I read one more time. I think I didn't read it properly. Kidnapped myself for 3 days. Had my brothers call him and he started panicking. How I convinced my brothers and my friends to play along is a story for another day. After we organized a fancy dinner, boo, to say our last goodbyes, but ended up at his house.
So she faked her kidnapping?
For 3 days.
Why would she act like a child and sleep? Did you get it?
Kidnapping. Act like a child, become a kid. Okay. All right.
No, she's sick.
Watch 2 hours movie on mute. What? See, I don't want to be able to hear anymore. I don't want to hear anything. Because that thing is the truth. Everything is a lie. What? Bro, that's not okay, my guy.
With the subtitles on?
I don't know. I think, do you think someone asked?
I should really do that. That'd be a cool activity to do.
Do you think somebody asked? Let me go check if somebody asked, bro.
She's watching the movie 2 hours on mute, no subtitles, bawling her eyes out because she's making the narratives for herself.
Hey, boo. Once? Twice? 3 times? No. Shame, we talked on bed. Not a breakup per se, but after he ghosted, I was calling and sending texts every day for a whole month.
Yeah. What? Nah, dude, I've been there. Like,
what?
I have been there. I think
with no reply.
With no reply, yeah, I've been there. Just be like, hey, hi. It's not even sounding like you're just repeating yourself. You're just there, like, hey, hi, he. Then it started. Sometimes you like, wow, like, yeah. And you just look another one. You're like, she posts a status. She's like, yeah. Then she posts like 3 days. She's like, yeah.
Bro, that's not.
Guys, something never laughs at my jokes.
I don't think anybody does. Someone said, watch my YouTube videos on how to get my ex back for a year.
Oh, welcome back to YouTube channel, guys. This is Lebo Kamuli from Pity the Third. And if you guys want to get your ex back, here are 3 simple steps. Number 1, stop wanting them back. Number 2,
look like you're happy and fine.
Number 3,
make sure that you lose weight, go to the gym, and give them everything that they wanted.
This has been topmojos3bodies.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's crazy. Guys, we're going to go into an ad break and then we're going to come back with the next Twitter thread.
Shoot.
Started YouTube back in 2017. Told nigga you routine. Told nigga you can do it. Told nigga it ain't for you. Kept pushing doing you too. I'ma give the beat to me and let Lebo tell you story.
If you think you're cool, there's a new ebook and it's after school. You know, it's on Tata's link in the bio. And don't forget that you're not a liar. I be rapping for fun. You guys are cool, so buy the ebook. Let the nigga cook.
But to be honest with you guys, the ebook is for people that are trying to find a niche, people that are trying to make themselves brand friendly, and just make sure that they start making money. A lot of people are like, Tato, how to get a brand deal? Tato, how to let this brand see me? And it's all about growing your brand from the bottom in a specific way, in a specific direction. Brands aren't looking for someone that does hair and car and this and that. They're trying to choose someone that does one specific thing. So I teach you guys how to scale up on a niche, and I teach you guys practical solutions on how to grow your audience, how to get collabs, how to get brand deals. And I personally share my own media kits and my own red card that I use to this day. So please do that thing and get growth with Malume. And we're back. We're back. Did you say I bought a new tracksuit?
No.
You ever seen me wear this two-piece before?
No.
I got this from...
Cotton On.
No.
Factory.
I won't say because they don't pay us money, but I got it for 150, 150, 300.
Oh, Pick and Pay Home.
No, I don't think so.
I can see these pants are going to have a problem, but the hoodie's going to be
in
fine.
In 2 days.
The hoodie's going to also do that thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I need a lint roller.
The boiler bowl thing, yeah.
Like as if like a cat has attacked me.
Ooh.
Worst thing women have done to men. You ready?
Oh, no. My queens, you know.
Because you were saying, what are the guys doing? Now is the time for us to figure out what the guys are doing.
Oh, this is the worst thing men have done to women.
Oh, no, it's the worst thing women have done to men.
Okay.
Damn.
I was going to say, yeah, this list is about to be long.
Yeah, it's things women have done to men, yeah. So it's basically that. Okay. She lied to me that she loved me when she had another man. Every time we met, she cried and complained of so many problems around her life. After I helped her out, she left me for another man. She even collaborated with her boyfriend to beat me up. That was very painful. Modimo orefile sebakanyana se. He needs God and wisdom. Le mototo nyana orefile sebakanyana. Bro, what? She cheated on you, then she got the guy who she cheated on you with to whip your ass. After you were solving her life problems. No, bro. You know what he said? You know what's killing me? She collaborated with him to beat me up. Collaborated with.
Hey, yo, guys, I'm so sorry for my lack of reaction. I'm just shocked at the last part.
No, man. No one deserves that. But what would you do if that happened to you? They pick up.
It can't. It can't.
What do you mean it can't, bro?
It can't.
How can it not?
Boy, never let a woman go make you go through Mortal Kombat.
Bro.
How what?
Bro, what?
Hey, man. I'll better.
Yo, I was called to come join, like, you know, what they were doing. And only to be left with the bull that time I didn't want anything. Girls love doing this.
Yeah, I get it. You're her savings account, bruv.
Yeah.
You've normalized paying for her love.
Girls do this two ways. Girls will invite you to come pay for the bill, or they'll invite you for transport back home.
Not all women.
I'm saying in this instance, that's what happens. I've got experience, not that happened to me, because I'm a, like, silly, but it happened to, like, guys that I knew. So, for example, I'd be friends with these girls, né? And they stayed far. They stayed in Pretoria North.
Yeah.
And we'd go out in Hatfield. But now the drive to Pretoria North is, like, what? 40 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yeah, it's far, yo.
And then the thing is, taxis finish.
Mm.
So we'd be chilling at Baobab or whatever, Hatfield Square, whatever. And then they're like, yo, we don't have transi. And they're like, nah, call this guy. It's always the same guy. Call Bun Bun. It's called Marcus. Call Marcus. Yeah, invite Marcus. Tell Marcus to come. Marcus comes, 30 minutes, they drink. Maybe they buy him a drink. I don't think they buy him a drink. And then I get a Marcus that stays in the same hood as them. Hey, Marcus, can we come back with you? Oh, yeah, dope. But Marcus always got invited in the last hour. Don't be a Marcus.
Damn.
If you're not invited to do something a day before in the morning, don't go. Even you ladies, if you get invited to chill with Bruce, and I don't know what's in me for saying this.
Don't listen to him.
If guys are chilling and you get invited to come and chill, you are stalker, bro. You are the female. Okay, you're either stalker or you're female energy.
No.
Why aren't you inviting the girl before?
I get it beforehand,
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. You're chilling as gents and stuff. And then, like, literally, like, people can be like, oh, yeah, you know what? Mm. It's the same thing. Women do it as well. They're like, oh, we need men energy. Let's go to a club, for example. They'll be like, oh, let's just go to a club. Let's have fun.
Don't divert.
Hit up Bumang Mang. And it's like 1 a.m., right?
Leave out of this.
So gents do the equally the same thing.
Leave women out of this.
They do the same thing. And they're just there, like, it's 1 o'clock. It's 1 a.m., whatever. You know, like, I wonder if Mang Mang is busy. She can pull up now because we're just chilling.
What's the latest time you've invited a girl over to come chill?
Tomorrow.
What does that mean?
It means tomorrow, like in the AMs.
Like you, like, so like 1, 2, you're like, you're,
yeah, I think I once, like, I was once, okay, I'll answer this on two sides. So the latest I've ever asked someone to, like, come over, it's probably like 11
p.m. No?
Yeah, 11 p.m.
Like at 11 p.m. you're like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then like 12 she lands. But,
and you stay for a lot,
this was back when I was living in Hatfield. Oh. But the latest a girl has ever called me over, yo. And I went, boy, I think it was like 3 a.m.
Damn.
But we were just chopping. She was like, yo, do you want to go to the garage? Because you know student areas and stuff.
Oh.
So it's like, yo, do you want to go to the garage? Yeah. And she was a girl from my building. So I was like, ah, nah, let's just go.
I think the latest I've been called up was like, thing is, me and this girl started talking at 9 p.m. And we spoke all the way until 1 a.m. And so I think of like, bro, we're in the same area. Like, let's link up.
Yeah, like, let's just talk in
let's
person.
Let's just talk in person. So I literally...
It was also in university, no?
Yeah, it was in university.
Yeah, university makes it so easy.
So easy. Got into my car, picked up, and went to McD's.
Oh, but romantic when?
Yeah, then I didn't speak to her afterwards because she... just a
she bought a Big Mac, large.
With extra fries. Okay, here's one. First year varsity, I was dating a third year student. She made me wait 3 months to get some peach, only to find out she's been giving it to the gents in rares like Oprah. Oh!
You get a package.
No comment on that one.
What's wrong with that?
Maybe she actually liked you.
You got something like, deep.
You understand? Like, maybe she actually liked you and she's like, no, I want it to be special for you. I want you to go anywhere. And then, you know, some people just enjoy having sex, bro. So they'll have sex and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you do it like safely, consensually. So maybe she's like, no, I actually really like you, bro. So like, I'm not going to just give it to you. But also she likes having sex.
Nah, bro. Imagine everyone gets a flight to Cape Town. And they're like, you have to drive. All your boys are like, no, we fly to Cape Town, fly to Cape Town, but you have to drive. I hear you, but
what does the drive do for you?
Yeah, it's the journey.
The drive makes you do what you appreciate. You appreciate Cape Town when you get to Cape Town.
You appreciate it.
Yeah.
The niggas that have been in Cape Town for days.
Are you doing stops?
They are you stopping? You're
putting petrol.
You're getting to know the area. Which way do I go? If I go straight this way, you got left. Oh, no, sharp. You know what I mean?
Pink toll gates.
Real. I like how you said it's the journey. What does that do for you?
She lied every time about everything. Name, where she's from, her occupation. Turned out she was wanted. She was a wanted fraudster, and I stayed with her for almost 2 years. I nearly died for someone I didn't know.
But you were there for 2 years.
Yeah, you were the problem, bro.
It just reminds me
of that. But she was lying. He didn't know.
Oh, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
Yes.
He was a, you know.
What would you do right now if you find out your girl is like not who she is?
What?
I'd be so attracted to her. I know it's so toxic. I'd be like, what?
You're sick. You're a sicko.
Yeah.
No, bro. I think I'd be shook because I've been to my girl's house.
Lie.
I've met my girl's siblings.
Cousins.
I've met my girl's met my family.
She used a fake persona, everything.
I knew my girl when she was in high school.
She literally was just chilling around the area. She bought a uniform. This was like, she did a whole project for you to be captured. What would you do? You find out all of it.
This sounds weird, but I'd like go to the police.
For what? Impersonation? False?
I don't know. Because the thing is
that...
Because she's lying to you and then she's a girl. So as your girl, you're paying for everything for her because you love her. You understand? You're growing her, but she's a liar. So surely that's fraud.
But doesn't that mean she just loves you so much? I'm so sorry. I'm just being a silly nigga.
It depends on... Let's move on. I think it depends on
what
her
is
intention.
It called? Illegal, like, to lie to your partner
about.
I should probably ask ChatGPT
about your identity.
Your identity. Anyways. Oh, but I was going to say, like, bro, I don't know. Like, bro, like, think about it like in movies now.
Yeah.
when Superman's like, or when Clark Kent is like, by the way, I'm Superman. If she lied for me and she had like a proper reason, like, is it like bad? Like, your girl's there, like, she's there, like, hi, my
maybe
name.
She's like under witness protection.
She's like, baby, my name is not Karabo. In fact, my name is Tokavish Kopokach. And I have been immigrant in South Africa for 15 years. I am under the Ukrainian law of citizens to buy the shit of all this. But I do love you, Tatorumpadi. And I wish we can be more than just, you know, friends. You, I like what you taught me when you put into your spatula. Even though I may be a Russian, you are my quota.
What?
Oh, by the way, it's not illegal at all.
It's not illegal.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do, bro.
It's not illegal.
2008, drove from Kronstadt, where I was based, while rehabilitating a road between Ferdafort and Kronstadt. Was having a break with my then girlfriend. Drove from Kronstadt with nice flowers to PTA to mend things. I arrived there only to be told I no longer want a breakup. I no longer want a break, but a breakup.
Yeah, it's good that you got it in person.
Yeah, even though... So who said you must work for Alana Kronstadt?
Kronstadt.
Was that groove? Random girl came to me around 1 a.m. and said, let's leave together right now. I said, okay.
Oh, no.
Got to my place at 4.
Don't do it.
Got to my place and foreplay the hand. Gave her head while lights were off, then gave it to her. Me looking for the towel, passed the mirror, and my face was covered with blood. Girl was on. Oh, dog.
Come on.
Come on, bro. Grow up, dog.
I thought he was going to say, like...
Bro, she had, like, a dick, or, like, maybe she, like, stole everything.
What's wrong with the girl having a dick?
No, like, let's say you didn't know she had a dick.
Oh, yeah. I was thought she was going to say, like, his girlfriend planted that hand in the club to test him.
Yeah!
I don't know, some women be doing, like...
Would you ever do that?
Well, like I deploy my friend to check if my girl's loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you guys be doing that?
Yeah, we do.
So, ladies watching that...
I can't believe you got me to say that on the podcast. It's not that we do, but it's like...
You do.
It's not that we do. It's just
like
that thing.
I said, like, yo, I'm talking to you.
No, guys. Let me tell you something, man.
You'd be like, cook.
No, let me say this. Men and women are sick for this because sometimes, even me as a guy, like, I like a girl and then she introduces me to her friends. I'm like, yeah, this tree is high. Like, I'm like, yo, these girls are beautiful. Like, what? Maybe I picked the wrong one type beat, right? Girls equally go through that. And what happens if they're chilling with me? They're chilling with just Daddy G. They're chilling with Arjun Lua. They're chilling with, you know, chilling with Percy, you know. Now, and we all like handsome, funny gents. And, you know,
now
Arjun blessing and them. Like,
Arjun invited you, but level jokes just make
yeah,
you so
but
happy.
Levels just like Arjun gets his. Like, I've seen times when like my boy invites a girl over. But she's having the time of her life talking to me. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, listen, focus.
Sit on.
This is not going to like happen.
He invited you,
you know. But I've seen it. So obviously there's times that you're going to be like, hey, dog, listen, like, yo, your girl's like low-key feeling me. And like, I just wanted to tell you because like, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, bro. I remember last year when I was in my single era, you had a house party once, bro. Then you invited so many of your boys, invited everybody. Then I came into the house party.
Yeah.
And then I'm chilling. Two girls that I was chopping to entered their party.
You see?
They entered a party.
You see?
And the thing is, they both acted like it was the first time they met me, bro.
You see?
Time I was on a phone call with one of them the previous
time. But I appreciate that. I appreciate when I'm at a party with new people. See a girl that I've kicked
but
away
it's, but it's,
and we both act like we don't know each other. It's like, yeah.
But it was here.
Like, charge it to the game.
But it was here.
In my home.
Like, for me, it's like, where does she know she's coming to my crib?
No.
Probably not, man. I'm sure the bruise like, no, I just pulled through. You know, we've chilling with the boys. Who's going to be there? Ah, the boys.
Yeah. No, but we always tell people who we're with. So it's like 50-50. But still, though, what?
No, that's crazy. We broke up one day, Mugo and Twara got him washing. When I asked her why, she said it proves I've been cheating on her all along. What? I don't even understand what's going on.
Okay, like, I have a crazy story about this. It might be too, like, private, so I don't know if you'll keep it or not. But there was a girl that I was, like, seeing, and she said to me once, like, we were chilling and kissing and stuff, and she looked me deep in the eyes. So then I want you to look at me so I can give you, like, the same, like...
Give me a second.
No problem.
Yeah, shoot you in the eyes.
Like, look me in the eyes. We're chilling, we're kissing, and then she looked me in the eyes and she said, you cheated on me, didn't you? And yo. I had. I shook. I was like, how did she know?
It's after kissing.
After kiss, like one kiss. I was like, mwah. She's like, you cheated on me. And I was like, yeah.
What did you say?
I was just there like, well, first of all, we went together. So I was like, cheated. I had to be with you to cheat.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, it was so trippy. I was just there like, what?
Girls like, can tell, bro.
Yeah, they can, bro.
Let me tell you why. Girls say, my energy, so much energy. Girls can tell, like, every day you call your hand, for example.
Yeah.
You're calling her, and then you're updating about your day. Chiki, 3 days, go pause. You don't update your girl about the day. She knows you're updating somebody else.
Bro, you're there, I'm not feeling well. 17 hours later, come back.
I was like, yo, yeah, shh. Usually the helping level takes 10 minutes, but like, level needs help. I come back 4 hours later.
Bro, like, it makes sense though, but it's on both sides. Like, I think like men and women really become like professional detectives when they feel like something is off.
And they, most
of the time you're right. Like, always trust your gut feeling. I think that's something very important. Always trust your gut feeling. You're never wrong.
How did you find, have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah, of course.
How did you find out you were cheated on?
It was a whole thing of, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah. And then I found out, obviously, like, how did I find out again? Oh, no, I made up a lie.
Yeah.
Like, I basically made up a narrative. I said, oh, no, like, Mang saw you guys together.
Oh, that always works. Papa told you that.
Oh, like, I didn't say Mang saw you together. I think I said, oh, I saw you with Watotot.
Oh, then you got the reaction.
And I was not there.
Yeah.
And then they shake.
And they explained, not over explained.
Yeah, because my one friend said that, like, the reason women catch us is because we low-key idiots. Because she'll ask you, how was your day? Then you'll be like, dog, I told you that my day was fine. Like, I moved Tato. I told you that this is that. I wouldn't even know. And I'm...
And usually
just they're like, oh, I'm good and you?
Yeah. Ish. Change. Shit that.
Yeah, no.
Nah, that's crazy.
But we both do it. Like, women and men both cheat. Go through it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I've become a detective. People have become detectives.
Yeah. Dude, I wouldn't lie. Like, I once caught out, like, my current, like, at the time, she's my current, like, bite. I once caught her out. I was like, yo, bro. And I lied. Like, I was like, yo, bro. You know, like, Tishinga told me that, like, because she used to club a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, and Tishinga's, like, a DJ who, like, runs Cape Town, basically.
Shout out to him.
So I was like, yo, Tishinga told me that he saw you in the streets with some other brew. Who are you with?
It always works. That one always works.
And it's like, on Long Street. Because I know this person frequented Long Street. And she was like, but then she was visiting Cape Town. She doesn't stay in Cape Town. She's going for like December. And she's like, yeah, it's just some guys that I met. And then they said like, let's change location. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool.
But that time when she's texting, she's like, nah, it's so boring. The club is so boring.
Time is falling. She's peppering the hardest.
Yeah.
The club is so boring, baby.
Wait.
Anyway, guys, if you guys enjoyed this episode of I Don't Know What This Is, please let me know, you know. Give us 5 stars. If you're going to give us 2 stars, give us 5 stars. Like I said, this is going to go into Seated, but at the same time, like, I want to transform Seated into this. But I'm not too sure how I feel about that. But this was fun, man. I'm trying to shoot podcasts that are just fun. We would just chill with my brother.
And talk. Maybe invite some people sometimes. We'll see.
Not even one people. I just want level.
Yeah. I wish she wanted me to.
Yeah, guys. Anyway, if you enjoyed that podcast, please like. Wait for the like. I appreciate the like. If you're listening on Spotify, I appreciate you guys. Check us out on Spotify, like I mentioned, and other streaming platforms. It was your boy Tato.
And it's your boy Lebo.
And together we are...
And level.
I almost made a bad joke. Yeah, that's who we are. Bye. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl. If you want it, Ray-Bans and catamarans. Maybe give me a life. Maybe living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.